When you've completed all your pre-closing tasks and the inspections stipulated in the contract have been made, your final task is to close the transaction. Now, you should be aware that different regions of the country conduct closings differently. In some regions, the closing documents and funds are deposited with the title company, who then processes the deposited items and closes the transaction without the presence of the buyer and seller. In other regions, the buyer and seller attend the closing together, and all matters are resolved the day of the closing. If you have the opportunity so as to avoid potential conflicts and to expedite the transaction, you should consider going to a closing at a different time than the seller. You could even sign the paperwork at a different location than the formal closing. Being familiar with the method employed in your region is going to help you become more comfortable with the closing process. At the closing, you do nothing more than sign all the paperwork, deliver the certified check to the lawyer or title company officer, obtain the keys and garage door opener, obtain any warranties and maintenance and service contracts that may still be in effect, and obtain the original copies of leases if the property is rented. With regard to costs paid at closing, the contract usually stipulates which party pays which item and whether the real estate taxes are prorated and on what basis. In a typical real estate transaction, the buyer and seller jointly pay for real estate taxes, utilities, and insurance on a pro rata basis. The cost of transfer taxes is determined by statute or agreement. All other expenses beyond that are typically paid by either the buyer or the seller or both based on negotiation. Let's recap the material I've covered in this audio chapter. Once your offer is accepted, you must attend to certain details in order to prepare for the closing. General preparations, which include financing and contract issues, should begin immediately after the offer is accepted to allow time for completion prior to closing. In the week leading up to the closing, you should take care of matters concerning insurance for the property, obtain a title insurance commitment, and examine the closing statement. You should arrange for the transfer of utilities, transfer taxes, and notification of tenants if it's a rental property. On the day prior to closing, you should thoroughly inspect the property, and if this happens to not be a no-money-down transaction, then you must obtain a certified check for any funds that you'll be required to bring to closing. As I mentioned, frequently these funds will be forwarded directly to the closing agent's office by the lender. At the closing, you will sign all paperwork and deliver certified funds to the lawyer or title company. You will also obtain items such as keys, the garage door opener, warranties, a list of all maintenance and service contracts in effect, and leases, if any. Most closing cost allocations are covered by the terms of the contract. Apportionment of closing expenses is determined by statute, the terms of the contract, and traditions that vary from region to region across the country. Oftentimes, the real estate closing is the culmination of three transactions: the transaction between the buyer and seller, the mortgage loan between the buyer and mortgagee, and the listing agreement between the seller and the sales agent. With so many transactions going on all at once, the first closing can seem somewhat overwhelming. But if you take time to attend to the important details in the days and weeks leading up to the closing, your closing is going to go smoothly, and you'll have taken an important step in your real estate investment career. In fact, after just a few closings, you'll probably start to feel very comfortable dealing with the details. And who knows? You might even start to enjoy it.